Fezeka, what has been your experience with getting funding, and how have you cracked the system?
Everybody who has ever tried to go for funding, we all feel like our ideas are the best and they're going to get to the panel and they are going to be blown away. You know, I've got the next Hollywood blockbuster movie. But it was very humbling in the beginning when these rejection letters were piling up, and I was very demoralized and I was very emotional at the time, but it didn't deter me. And I knew that I obviously did not possess the skills to be able to put together winning proposals and presentations. Mm. So I had to go out there and get the knowledge. And one of the resources that was near to me was the Durban Film Festival. It happens every year and they have a lot of programs. So I applied for one of their programs, and that really opened up my mind, and it opened up the world of filmmaking and how filmmakers all over the world are all gunning for funding and these funding institutions, and how to put together winning proposals. And that was really the beginning.
Was that the Durban Film Mart?
So there's two. There's the Durban Film Festival, which is DIFF, the Durban International Film Festival. And then there's also the Durban Film Mart. And I've been in both programs. And that is really how you really develop the skills and the acumen to be able to put together proposals and to also cultivate your stories in a way that resonates with the funding,
the funders,
institutions and bodies.
Yeah,
and it's not to say that you're changing the way or the story that you want to tell, but you're tweaking it so that it can resonate with the audience that they want to resonate with. And I think it does help you along your journey as a filmmaker, because filmmaking is not something that you do in a vacuum. It's something that you do to share with people. So it really helps you to speak the language of people. And I think, you know, since then I've been able to crack the code of finding funding, but I'm still working on cracking the code of getting international funding. Yeah, I'm almost there. I'm not there yet. But locally, you know, it's something that I've been able to really hone in. And although it is a process, it takes time, putting in your application, getting the funding, creating the work, putting it out there. But once you really develop that skill, you have it, and you have it for life.
Yeah. And so while you're busy putting together these winning proposals, how are you eating? How are you paying rent? Take us through that, because that's also another side that, you know, we don't speak of. I remember having to move back home after thinking I'd make it big at SABC in Joburg after I graduated, only to discover that I was number 500 and something in the audition, trying to get, you know,
get
a background role. And I did not take that well at like 20. And so my parents were like, you know what, while you're figuring yourself out, come back home. And it was such a blow to me to be like, oh my word, I'm not good enough. I'm not talented. I need to go and rethink. What if I'm not meant to be an actor? So you, on the other hand, are now, you have the story, but you don't have the capital to make it. How are you sustaining yourself while putting together the proposals?
I can relate to what you just said so much, because as I said, it is a process, and it's not something that you think you're going to make the first film and you think, oh, I want to blow up after this, and it doesn't, you know, nothing happens. So one of the ways that I've been able to cultivate a life for myself is you kind of need to balance between the creative side of filmmaking and also the corporate and service side of filmmaking, which is where my experience as a YouTube filmmaker, you could say, comes in. You know, I'm able to, you know, do videography and photography for people. That's, you know, when you get clients, you're able to, you know, get income and you're able to pay some of your bills. And you also need to be open to taking a lot of freelance work that you may not want to take. I've had to develop skills as a line producer. Line producing is very stressful. It's a very stressful place to be in, but it's critical skills that are needed within the country. So, you know, it's a place that you can develop in and that you can make money in, and just being able to diversify your skill set as in the film industry. I'm passionate about writing, but unfortunately, writing is not going to put food on the table quickly, especially when you're still, you know, working
starting
towards,
out, yeah,
your break. Yes. So you need to be able to develop skills in, you know, places like line producing, in places like videography, cinematography, editing, which are places that I've been able to really work in.